Ulri Shoth, said a familiar voice. This is unexpected. I'm told you asked to see me. Remarin, I had never been so glad to hear his cold voice. Yes, I said. My voice was hoarse, dry. I was hot all over and shaking a little. I probably looked like all the infinite hells combined. There's a cult. Not heretics, Etempans. They're called the New Lights. One of their members is a scrivener, Date. I tried to remember Date's family name and could not. Had he ever told me? Unimportant. They call him the Nypri. He's a demon, a real one, like in the stories. Demon blood is poison to gods. He's been capturing godlings and killing them. He's the one who killed Rola, and others. My strength ran out. I hadn't had much of it to begin with, which was why I'd spoken as quickly as I could. My head drooped, the table beckoning. Perhaps they would let me sleep some more.
That's quite a tale, Remarin said after an astonished moment. Quite a tale.
You do seem distressed, though that could simply be because your protector, the god Madding, has gone missing. We keep expecting his body to turn up, like the other two we found, but so far, nothing. He'd said it to hurt me, to see my reaction, but nothing could hurt more than the fact of Madding's death. I sighed. Ina, probably, and Olboro. I heard they'd gone missing. Perhaps the discovery of their bodies had triggered the Night Lord's dramatic warning.
You'll have to tell me how you heard that, since we'd withheld that information from the public.
I heard Remarin's fingers tap against the tabletop.
I imagine you've had a difficult few weeks.
Been hiding out among the beggars, have you?
No. Yes, just today, I mean. I dragged my head up, trying to orient on his face. People who could see took me more seriously when I seemed to look at them. I willed him to believe me.
Please, I don't care if you go after them yourself. You probably shouldn't.
Date's powerful, and his wife is an Aramari, a full blood. They've probably got an army up there.
The godlings. Just tell the godlings.
Nemer.
Nemer?
At that, at last, he sounded surprised. Did he know Nemer, or perhaps know of her? That would figure. The Order Keepers had to be keeping track of the various gods of shadow. I imagine they would keep an especially close eye on Nemer, given that her nature defied the pleasant, comfortable Order of the Bright.
Yes, I said. Madding was...
They were. Working together, trying to find their siblings. I was so tired.
Please, can I have some water?
For a moment, I thought he would do nothing. Then, to my surprise, Remarin rose and went to the room's door. I heard him speak to someone outside. After a moment, he returned to the table, pressing the refilled cup into my hand. Someone else came in with him and stood along the room's far wall, but I had no idea who this was. Probably just another order keeper. I spilled half the water trying to lift it. After a moment, Remarin took it from my hands and held it to my lips. I drank it all, licked the rim, and said, "Thank you."
"How were you injured, Ulri?"
"We jumped out of the tree."
"You..."
He fell silent for a moment, then sighed.
"Perhaps you should begin at the beginning."
I contemplated the monumental task of talking more and shook my head.
"Then why should I believe you?"
I wanted to laugh, because I had no answer for him. Did he want proof that I'd leapt from the tree and survived? Proof that the lights were up to no good? What would sway him? Me dying on the spot?
Proof isn't necessary, Previti.
This was a new voice, and it was enough to startle me awake because I recognized it. Oh, dear gods, how well I recognized it.
Faith should be enough, said Hado.
The new light's master of initiates. He smiled.
Shouldn't it, Eru Shoth?
No. I would have leapt to my feet and fled if I could have. Instead, I could only whimper in despair.
No, I was so close.
You did better than you realize, he said,
coming over and patting my shoulder. It was the shoulder of the bad arm, which was now swollen and hot.
Oh, you're not well at all. Previt, why hasn't a bonebender been summoned for this woman?
I was just about to, Lord Hado, said Ramaran. I could hear anger in his tone, underline the careful respect in his speech.
What?
Hado humped a little, pressing the back of his hand to my forehead. Is the other one prepared? I'm not keen on wrestling him into submission.
If you like, my men can bring him to you later.
I could actually hear Ramaran's frosty smile. We would make certain he is sufficiently subdued.
Thank you, but no. I have orders and no time.
A hand took my good arm and pulled me up.
Can you walk, Lady Ori?
Where? I couldn't catch my breath. Fear ate at my thoughts, but I was more confused by the conversation. Was Ramaran turning me over to the lights? Since when had the Order of Etempus been subservient to some cult? Nothing here made sense. Where are you taking me? He ignored my question and pulled me along, and I had no choice but to shuffle at his side. He had to go slow, as it was the best pace I could do. Outside the little room, we were joined by two other men, one of whom grabbed my injured arm before I could evade him. I screamed and Hado cursed.
Look at her, you fool! Be more careful!
With that, the man let me go, though his companion kept a grip on my good arm. Without that, I might not have remained standing.
I will take her, said Shiny.
And I blinked, realizing I had grayed out again. Then someone lifted me in strong arms, and I felt warm all over, like I'd been sitting in a patch of sun. And though I should not have felt safe at all, I did. So I slept again.